Good morning. It's Thursday, February 14th, 2013, and Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on today's front page. Bid for a European trade pact stirs hope. Tentative step by a fallen star to come back. And with guns, killer and victim are usually the same. In today's national headlines, Senate Democrats try to force a vote on Hagel. Threat from fugitive fed huge police response, and Kansas abortion practice is set to replace Tiller Clinic. In this morning's financial headlines, American and U.S. Airways agree to a merger. Small businesses struggle, impeding recovery, and calmly, Pickford Treasury offers his replies to senators. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Gail Collins. Now, as selected by the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story is written from Berlin. Bid for a European trade pact stirs hope. Reported by Nicholas Kulish and Jackie Combs. President Obama's call for a free trade agreement between the United States and the European Union has unleashed a wave of optimism on both sides that a breakthrough can be achieved that would lift transatlantic fortunes. Experts cited tough economic times on both sides of the Atlantic and a perceived need among European leaders for a cause to unify their frayed union as major reasons an agreement might be reached now, where past efforts have failed. There will be an agreement in the end, said Claudia Schmucker, head of the Globalization and World Economy Program at the German Council on Foreign Relations. This will be the first time in 20 years where something can happen. Talks could begin in May or June. Negotiations are not expected to be easy, with entrenched interests, especially in pharmaceuticals and protected sectors of the agriculture industry, fighting to maintain their subsidies and preferences. European consumers have rejected the kinds of genetically modified crops that are commonplace in the United States. Nevertheless, Obama's announcement was applauded by leading politicians and business groups in Europe, especially here in Germany. And so far, the news has not provoked union opposition in the United States. But China may present the single most compelling factor. There is an increasing awareness that to deal with the challenge of China's rapidly growing economy, Europe and the United States will have to learn to cooperate better. In every trade negotiation that I know of between Europe and the U.S., China is on their minds in terms of how can we use trade negotiations to better compete, said Jeffrey Schott, a senior fellow working on international trade policy at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. While trade deals often take years to negotiate, a senior Obama administration official said that a pact is possible in as little as 18 months. Obama devoted a single sentence to the topic in his State of the Union address. His statement set the stage for talks to remove tariff barriers and regulatory hurdles between the United States and the European Union, already each other's largest trading partners. Obama's reference to talks about a possible free trade pact with the European Union was a late addition to his address, according to a senior administration official, because a working group of the United States and the European Union had sent recommendations to Washington only on Tuesday that the two sides were close enough on various issues to pursue negotiations toward a comprehensive free trade agreement, rather than a more limited one.